Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxations, positive affirmations, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength and happiness. So big welcome to today's podcast, Can Stress Cause Physical Pain? Four ways to help heal this. And I was sharing with a client in the last week that there was a time in my life where I ended up in hospital having spinal injections in my spine because of some severe pain, and been in the MRI scanner and seen the doctor and the consultants, but said I got, you know, prolapsed discs. And anyway, so I was at the hospital having these spinal injections done, and I look back now, the actual spinal injections didn't help apart from immediately afterwards. It was just so nice just feeling numb at the time and the pain gone just very temporarily. And when I look back, you know, I do believe that not all, but a lot of that pain, I believe, was caused by the stress of a traumatic, stressful marriage and divorce and going to court and all of those sort of very stressful events at the time, and living in that stressful way. And my thought patterns have certainly got into a very regular negative spiral thinking pattern of negativity and stress. And I think a lot of that pain manifested in my back from that. And yeah, so it's one of those things. I think it's a very interesting one. So I thought we'd also, you know, There's a lot out there about this. Louise Hay was very pivotal. Thank you, Louise Hay, for this. Here she is. Sadly passed away physically now, but oh my goodness, does her work still live on? She has a brilliant book, one of her many, many brilliant books, You Can Heal Your Life. And it's got loads of different problems, physical problems that you may have or have past tense suffered from, such as back problems. She'll describe what's happening with, you know, the thought patterns to do with whatever that pain or problem is, physical symptoms. So you've got the problem, the probable cause, and a new thought pattern. So with back, in the back, in the book, it's got a whole table of A to Z of all different problems and pains, of physical problems in the body. Obviously this is, I don't think in the world everything is black and white, and it's good to look at things from all angles, definitely. But this is what it says about the back. Lower back, fear of money and lack of financial support, and as being a probable cause. And with a beautiful new thought pattern is, I trust the process of life. All I need is always taken care of. I am safe. It then moves on to the middle back. Can you relate to any of this? It says the probable cause of the back problem, guilt, stuck in all that stuff back there and get off my back. And then it says a new thought pattern. I release the past. I am free to move forward with love in my heart. Okay, moving on to the upper back now. Probable cause, in this is Louise Hay's book, lack of emotional support, feeling unloved and holding back love. I love and approve of myself is the new thought pattern. I love and approve of myself. Life supports and loves me. Oh, aren't these new thought patterns and the positive affirmations so beautiful with each one? It's very, very interesting. I find a lot of people come to me with the pain, particularly in the back, in different areas. Now, I think it's a really interesting thing to look at, and I think it's really good at helping things from different angles. I don't think there's often just one angle to help something. So anyway, the four tips for today that I came up with are, of course, positive affirmations in your mindset, because like Louise says, you know, your thoughts, for different reasons, can just go off on a tangent, and you can end up with some lots of very bad habits in how we think and the thoughts that we create for ourselves. And that can be changed, and that can be changed with, you know, all my work, actually, including positive affirmation cards. That's number one that we'll go to. And number two, we'll go to the angel cards. Number three today, we'll go for meditation and relaxation. It's massively helpful. And number four, I'll come to in a minute. So let's see what positive affirmation wants to come up in today's podcast for you. Best affirmation today is, I have a lovely family. I love spending time with family I love and trust. How beautiful is that? That is a beautiful, beautiful message. What does it mean to you? However, for some people, that isn't a beautiful message in some respects. And I work with some people to really heal past family pain, including past family pain of somebody who's passed away. Because sometimes when someone's in heaven, the person can still be just as stressed about them as when they were actually physically here. And I have noticed when I ask people what they think the root of the problem is, I would say 90 to 95% of people I speak to, you know, in my over 23 years of work now, going into my 24th year of helping people in mind, body and spirit. And I've noticed that probably, I would say, 90 to 95% of people do know what the root of the problem is and when something started. So also, you know, maybe write down, you know, okay, what physical problem and symptoms do you have? When did it start? When did it start? And what was going on in your life at the time? Now, often that is the root cause, and sometimes that can be grief, sometimes that can be multiple grief, sometimes that can be a toxic relationship somebody had with their parents or ex-relationship, for example. They may be still physically alive, that person may or may not be still in contact with them, and that person may have passed away. Now, it can be very complicated and many, many layers to the onion of the problematic situation. And this can be just one aspect that I help people deal with. It's always about finding the right professional help or the right, you know, the right things with it. But I could go on and on about this. I help people in my mindfulness Pilates side of my work. Sometimes in the recovery of the mindset, for example, after being in a past toxic, stressful ex-relationship, and it might have been, you know, mental, emotional severity of stress in it. But that can really batter somebody's confidence, self-esteem, you know, so many things, and zest for life and zest for work because of that, still not having recovered from it. And it can lead into different physical pains. I've seen more and more people with fibromyalgia as well, which is interesting. The back pain thing I find easier to rectify, I suppose, but there can be different angles with that as well, which is interesting. Sometimes, the muscular pain and the physical pain can be coming from something's triggering it, but equally somebody can have extremely weak back and extremely weak core as well, and the posture's all over the place, so there can be multiple factors. So it's always worthwhile doing the mindfulness last. But anyway, that is your positive affirmation today. So I'm babbling on quite a lot about that, but number one is pick your positive affirmation card message every day. I hope you enjoyed the calm to happy last time. Number tip two is going for an angel card. The beauty about angel cards, positive affirmation cards, is that they're positive. Best card today about this. Have you got a question? Let's pick another card if you have, or do a session with me. Right, let's see. I'm good at getting to the root of things, but actually finding solutions and healing them. Sometimes it takes time and effort, though. It's not waving a magic wand. Best message for you today. Got the love one. I love you. You've got to send love to your body, send love to your brain, send love to your thoughts. And it says, love yourself. Say to yourself, I love you. Speak with love and say silently love before you speak, and more love will appear in your life. So that is tip two today. Tip three is meditation. So definitely, I recommend you do a meditation of some sort every day. You choose. But on the podcast today, we're going for that short and sweet, beautiful, quick, kind of 1 to 2 minute relaxation for you today. But that really helps with the mind, that really helps the body, and that helps put you in a better space mentally and emotionally to then physically recover from whatever that pain was, is, and you want it to become, was. So said I'd go for four tips today. Of course, mindfulness, Pilates, and, you know, I think it helps people recover. The way I teach it is extremely inspirational, and it is not just about the body. It's not just a bit about the mind. It's actually as much about your mind, body strength as equally, really. And it can really help you change your mindset and what you're saying about your neck, your back, your hip, your knee, your whatever, your muscles, this and that. I mean, if you're saying they're painful every day, they will carry on being painful every day. If you're saying it's hurting, it's going to carry on hurting. So be mindful of what you're saying to yourself, even though there may be a reality that there is pain at this moment in time. It's not about brushing it under the carpet, but it's about finding solutions and how are you going to shift and change your mindset and your physicality. And that can take time and effort and dedication. It's like brushing your teeth. You've got to do it every day. You know, I get my clients to do their hour a week, their 6 minutes every morning, incorporate it into your lifestyle. But it's as much about the mental training as well. So it's about, you know, doing the, picking the positive affirmation card, going deeper with that, going to, you know, doing calm to happy in 1 minute like you did last week, but doing that every day and being diligent about the practice, because that's what gives long-lasting change. And I think the more, the bigger the stresses and the longer the stresses that have been going on for, and the longer the problems and challenges and pain has been going on for, you know, sometimes the more effort has to be taken in, and it can be quite good to have a teacher or other professional to or multiple help to help you on your path to recovery and flourishing again. You know, not all of us can end up, you know, doing some of the things we used to love. So I get many clients back to doing things they want to do but they couldn't do because of the pain, such as playing golf again, or getting back in the gym or running. For some people, it's gardening. For me, no, squash isn't very good for me anymore. Also, I, you know, do like things like golf lessons and stuff, but no, not really that great for my neck and back anymore. Do I feel really upset about that? No, because I found other things that I can do and be passionate about and physically fit enough to do, such as walking. You know, very grateful I can walk and enjoy the outdoors and nature and the sea and the woods. And very grateful I can cycle. I'm so grateful for mindfulness Pilates. It keeps me in one piece. And I do believe it's prevented a back operation for me. I think if I hadn't found it, I'd have been going down that path. So very, very grateful, you know, that I could do stand-up paddleboarding, you know, in Dorset and things like that, beautiful things like that. And learning how to do what's right for my back and body. No, it's not how it used to be, but I am so grateful for what it can do, and that there's a love of life in mind, body and spirit. And you can create that too. You can create that too. So anyway, for today, they're my four tips today. You can, of course, go deeper than that, but that is up to you. Let's go into meditation now and enjoy. So we're going into meditation now. Close your eyes, sitting, standing, or lying down. Breathe and relax. Well done for doing this today. And just take these moments for inner calm and peace and serenity in mind, body, and spirit. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. This is your number 10 relaxation meditation. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Well done. Breathe and relax. Well done. Into your nose, out through your nose, relax your tummy, happy shoulders. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Very well done. Sending you lots and lots of love. So I really hope you enjoyed today's meditation. How are you feeling afterwards? How are you feeling? Take another breath in and out. You deserve that. So I hope today's podcast has given you some food for thought, because and just to get a pen and paper out and perhaps re-listen to the podcast and just journal and write down, get a notebook, pen, paper, and just write down the answers, you know, to those questions that I asked you. Enjoy the meditation and maybe consider adding in those 4 tips every day of your life, because you'll never regret it. You will never, ever regret it. So you can always try a taster session with me if that is right for you. It's not right for everyone. Sometimes people really need to start one-to-one because they're at square. You need to start at square one at the one-to-one stage. With my group sessions, my mindfulness, Pilates, mind, body, strength membership, I always include a one-to-one anyway. But I do have a transformational 6-week one-to-one mind, body, strength program, which is a really good starting point for some people. It depends what you need. It really depends where you're at. You know, sometimes you need to, you really do need to go and see your GP, maybe have scans done, MRI scans, x-rays. You might need that as a starting point, and seeing your physio, osteopath, chiropractor. I can't recommend them enough. There are so, so many good ones out there, and you can either go by your GP or see a private one. There's several that I recommend. And sometimes, you know, I work alongside the practitioners, the physios, osteopath, chiropractors, and I'm also recommended by consultants, surgeons as well. So, yeah, it's you've got to find the right path. And often once you're at the physio, osteopath, chiropractor stage, that's the stage to come and see me. Or if you're, you know, less than that, definitely come and see me. You can always have a chat on the telephone first. If it's the right thing, you can always try an hour's taster session. They're all on Zoom. I teach clients all over the world on Zoom. And that's how I always teach now, because I'm finding I get the same results or better, and I can still teach properly and talk to you and you talk to me and, you know, all that stuff. So it's really exciting. It's really exciting that we can work together in that way. Hope today's podcast is, helped you in some way. And remember, things don't have to stay the same. You know, things shift and change, and life is like the waves of the sea, but your pain does not have to be. No, you can do something about it. So, and I'd love to help you do that a bit more, or a lot more. Who knows? So sending you lots of love, and thanks for coming on the podcast this week. So sometimes I have a podcast topic and it's important to cover it on both of my podcasts, both my I Talk to Angels podcast right here, right now with you, but also on my Mindfulness Pilates podcast. And because you're into angels, and I have to say many of my mindfulness Pilates mind body clients are as well. you know, as well as all the tips I've given you so far, tip number five, I find hugely, hugely effective, and the angels are tickling my nose, which is angel healing. I'm also a healer, and, you know, healing with the angels, and especially working with Archangel Michael, is a massive, massive healer. There are these invisible, excuse me, I've got hiccups, sorry. These are invisible etheric cords that can attach between you and another person, people, situation, particularly when there has been pain in any way, pain, stress, you name it, challenging situation. Equally, you can create your own mess of cords for yourself as well. But the lovely thing is, the angels, angelic lifestyle practitioners for angel healing, angel card readings like myself, can help facilitate the healing of this. And my job is, with the angels, is to help get to the root of the problem. And as I've already said today, a lot of people know what the root of the problem is, but they do not know how to heal it. There are multiple ways to heal things, but one way I would highly recommend, if you're open to it, is angel healing, because you can just get a free meditation and try it out from my on my website. If you want to go deep, that's not enough if you've been through a lot. It will help with it may help with a layer or two of the onion of healing. But yeah, working one-to-one can really be transformational with that. So that's another option that you can go down as well, because the angels like to help heal the past, and the past can be very destructive to the present and really block you from doing what you're supposed to do, living life the way you're supposed to be living it, and in the most comfortable and harmonious way to live it. So especially if there's pain, mental, emotional, physical, and as I said, of course, you know, the physical can the emotional can lead to physical. There can be that manifestation. That is just my belief, and, you know, Louise Hay's belief. Obviously not, you know, a bit like author Sophia Cook said in a previous interview, obviously not if there's been a, you know, a road traffic accident and stuff like that. That is obviously not the case at all. Someone's fallen over or, you know, broken their leg or something, or been in a road traffic accident. That's very different. But sometimes there can be other aspects to it. So yeah. That's all I have to say really today. So to add that little bit on, I do have a healing with the angels journaling one-to-one 6-week program I'm offering at the moment, just deeply, deeply, deeply healing and transformative. So that's always something that you can have a look at if you wanted to. Anyway, have a beautiful, beautiful week, and I'm sending you lots of love, and the angels are sending you lots of love too. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.